That was This Year by Cooper. Welcome, everyone. This is Charlie MGH. This is Charlie, your host, coming back with a special guest, Albert. What's up, Albert?
Yo, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Anytime on WMFO in Medford. Just slipped in that station ID real quick, as I'm regulated to. What is up, everyone? It is a kind of cool Monday morning. Afternoon, sorry. I'm still like acting like it's Monday morning. I had an 8 a.m. today that I actually went to, so... kind of frazzled a little bit.
Oh, you went today?
I went.
Wow.
I went.
Congrats,
because
man.
If I don't go, I'm getting a C. So,
hey,
yeah.
C's get degrees, dude.
C's do get degrees. Yo, what do they call, what do they call the guy who graduated at the bottom of his med school class?
What do they call him?
A doctor.
Ha!
Hey. What can I say?
I'm preview a party with PAC?
So, party with PAC. PAC is the Pan-Asian Council. For those of you who don't know, it's a group made up of the presidents of all the Asian culture clubs here at Tufts. So Party with PAC is an event that they have where we just celebrate Asian culture clubs.
Yeah.
So they want me to do some stand-up there. Albert himself has done some stand-up before, don't you, Albert?
I may have.
You may have? You dabble in it?
I flirt with it
you
on occasion.
You flirt with it on occasion. I've done stand-up only once in my life. It was for the Rose Royalty Pageant with AOPI. Shout out Alpha Love over there. It was a good time. I think stand-up is fun.
I really want to hear you stand up.
It's really like, it's like tours, I think, because if the crowd's not good, then it's just not going to be good.
The point is just have fun with it. Honestly.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, the thing about stand up is it's like right there. So if you are not doing a good job or the audience isn't feeling it, you can see it right away, and it's like, you got to just power through that. But yeah, it worked out really well. Yeah, so we got some good songs lined up for you today. Albert has chosen a special song that will come up. It'll actually be in this next grouping that we play, so it'll be the second song, so I'll have him talk a little bit about that afterwards. But as usual, you can expect our weekly gems. We'll have the PSA, we'll have the rundown of weekly events. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around every Monday at 4. Here we go.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say Geronimo.
So say Geronimo,
This is Albert's song. It is quite amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah. Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore, so full of the superficial.
Got you, baby.
Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you, yeah. Some people search for a fountain that promises forever young, you know. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and what good would it be? With no one to share, with no one who truly cares.
Know who that was? That was the one and only Alicia Keys. If I Ain't Got You, Albert, you want to talk a little bit about why you requested that we play that song today?
Yeah, so I've been taking vocal lessons.
Really?
At Tufts.
No way.
Yeah, and thank you. Shout out to Jim Mao, and Harrison Kim. They both encouraged me to take lessons here. They thought it was really beneficial, and I've always wanted to do singing.
So
I've
how do you
enjoyed it? And so I thought I'd do more formal lessons.
Yeah. So how do you take vocal lessons here? Is there like a course that you take? Do you sign up? Is it through SIS?
Yep, it's through SIS, and I talked to the music director at Granoff.
Yeah.
And it's done privately through Tufts, so you do have to pay for it, but I thought it was really beneficial, and you can apply for scholarships for the vocal lessons, I believe.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I really like it though.
Well, I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, really?
We just lost like half our listeners when you sang.
Some people want it all.
Do you hear that? It's the sound of hundreds of people
it's
turning off their radio.
Beautiful tenor baritone voice.
Tenor baritone. Oh, man. So you're a tenor baritone?
I'm more of a baritone, yeah.
Okay, that's like the lower one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then is bass below that or above it?
I think you could just be a low baritone or a high baritone.
Right.
I think that's how they quantify it.
You can kind of hear his voice right now, ladies and gentlemen. Right, you can kind of hear.
Charlie,
how
you should
it
do. You should do it. Vocal lessons or gospel choir. I think you'd enjoy it.
I'm waiting for my balls to drop first.
No, Charlie. No, Charlie. You can do it now.
Am I allowed to say that on the radio? You know what? I think I am.
You're not supposed to.
No? Oh, no. Someone's looking at me through the window and saying no.
He meant metaphorical.
I mean, I didn't like curse. So, and there's some things you're not allowed to talk about. I went through training with this, and I'm pretty sure that's okay, though. I'll pull out the handbook later on. I'll pull out during break. I'm pretty sure that was okay.
He meant metaphorically.
I can talk about puberty. Yeah, dude. Like, puberty's totally... You know, I still don't have an Adam's apple.
Interesting. I never noticed.
I don't have one.
Maybe you do.
It's really weird. And I don't grow hair really on my arms.
I mean, I don't have hair on my arms either. That's, but
isn't it? Like, we're really smooth. Like, come on.
Yeah.
All right, you guys can't see this. You guys can't see this, but we are both really smooth. Like, on our arms are just like wow, like silky.
I mean, you're still growing. I don't think you stop growing until you're like, at least for guys, until you're like 24.
24. Oh my goodness, that's so far away. Actually, it's not really, though.
It's not really.
Yeah, it's not really.
It goes by quick, man.
Dude, don't even... It's like that time of year.
It goes by so quick, dude.
It's that time of year where, like, people are graduating now and you can't even ignore it. And, like...
Dude, your whole life's ahead of you, man. Like, have fun, dude.
You know what? It's been, like, crazy to think about the fact that I'm not going to be a freshman anymore.
Yeah.
And that, like, if I mess up, I don't have that excuse.
You know, I joke around sometimes that my sophomore year is my freshman year 2.0.
Was it that bad?
No, I just feel like I'm a freshman, but I've just been here longer.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's like you're still kind of new because there's so much that you still don't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know I'm not a
sophomore. You just know a little more.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a crazy experience.
It is. It's fun, though, and it's full of experiences. And just have fun with it, man. Like, yeah. don't worry about it.
Yeah, Albert, you were a peer leader with the Asian American Center, right?
Yes, I did that my sophomore year.
So you got to know some freshmen coming in, too.
Yes, I had like 13 freshmen I was responsible for, and like 5 of them hit me back, and I was like, you're the only 5 I care about.
Oh,
it's all
man.
Good.
So for those of you who don't know who you're listening, we actually probably have, I think, some other Asian American peer leaders listening. What's up, Cliff? And I know Jim's not a peer leader, but he might as well be one. But so some of the group of 6 here operate peer leader programs. So the Latino Center, the Africana Center, the Asian American Center, the Women's Center. I don't know about the LGBTQ or the International Center. I'm pretty sure the International Center doesn't run a peer leader system. But essentially upperclassmen can act as a peer leader for a group of freshmen and just sort of guide them through freshman year. It's really nice. It's a good program. I am very close to my peer leader.
Who's your peer leader?
Vivian Zong.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Vivian Zong.
Nice.
Great.
She's a great peer leader.
She's awesome. She's going to be doing Focus next year, though.
Oh, nice. So you'll be joining her in that.
Yeah, I'm going to be a support staff for Focus.
You're going to be a good Focus dad.
Thank you.
I can see you as a good Focus dad.
Well, I don't know if we're trying to phase out family language, apparently, but
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why? So we're going to call ourselves Focus.
To be fair, though, some people
partner.
Can be very uncomfortable. So, like, a Focus leader.
Focus leader, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it can make some people uncomfortable, but, like, I don't know. I enjoyed it, but that's a whole different thing. But, yeah, Focus is a great time. You guys can also remember, you can tweet me at Charlie/MGH. The number to call in is 617-627-3800. You can also... Just if you know Albert, shoot him a message.
Yeah, send me a message on Facebook.
Send him some hate mail. Send me some DMs. Tell him that you like his stand-up. Tell him that you don't. It's up to you. We're just having a good time over here. Hope that you guys are having a good time as well. Thank you so much for listening. Right now we have some other songs coming up. This one has been on my mind for quite a while.
Ooh.
I hope you guys enjoy this one. It's a good one, right? Yeah.
Dude,
all right.
Sam Smith.
We'll see you at the end of the break.
Nothing left to see. If it hurts and you can't take no more, lay it all on me. No, you don't have to keep it under lock and key, 'cause I will never let you down. And if you can't escape all your uncertainty, baby, I can show you how. Yeah.
baby, I can show you how.
Was actually not Sam Smith. That was Ed Sheeran.
My bad.
You weren't on. I didn't turn
my
your mic.
My bad.
Yeah. Shame on you, man.
All
here
right.
We go. Next song.
Stones. There's goes. There's a place I know I can always go.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Good job.
That was our PSA, yeah. Have you been to the art gallery ever?
Yeah.
It's a really cool place. I went last term. They had an exhibition on Iranian prayer symbols and Holocaust survivors. And I forgot what the third one was, but it's a really, wow, really great, great part of Tufts that is so often overlooked.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't go to the art gallery.
It's kind of tucked away. Like, if you don't live downhill, it's kind of hard to pass by, and usually you're in Aitikman for other reasons, like different performances. So that first song was Lay It All On Me, featuring Ed Sheeran, by Rudimental, it's cut off, Rudimental something. I think it's just Rudimental.
Yeah.
Because it says featuring Ed Sheeran. Yep, I knew that. And then the second one was Sanctuary by Ali X. Albert, when did you go to the art gallery?
When did I go?
Yeah.
I went a bunch of random times. I actually went when I was a pre-frosh.
Really?
I took summer classes at Tufts.
Oh, yeah, because you're from Boston.
Yeah. I remember I took one class where we had to go to the art gallery. I don't remember what it was for, though, but I remember looking at a painting of a man, and he was handcuffed, and his back was facing us, and I don't remember why I was looking at that painting, but that was the painting I remember looking at.
For those of you who aren't, well, you guys can't see, but Albert's actually acting that out right now.
I know it's radio, but
visualize.
You know, visualization.
I don't have the face for TV nor the voice for radio, but here I am.
You have the spirit for everything.
I do. Recently, before the break, you guys were heard us debating whether I could talk about my balls dropping in puberty. The person who shook his head was actually Ben, the general manager. Shout out to him. He's really cool. He just came in and said it's totally fine. So we are in the clear, everyone. We are in the clear as long as we don't curse. You're not going to curse, are you, Albert?
Oh, absolutely
not. Don't curse,
not.
Please. I know you're a senior.
No.
I know you have nothing to lose, but I... No. No.
No. I'll keep it clean.
All right. Okay. Keep it clean. Unlike your room or
my room is pretty clean, man.
Your room is not that clean.
Except when you mess up my shoes. Then
I don't mess up your shoes.
Dirty.
Your shoes are messed up already. So let's see. We have... It's 4:29 right now. The way it's looking right now is we're just going to talk a little bit more, play some more songs, and then I'll do the weekly rundown of events coming up.
Nice.
Which will be
I like
fun.
How you do that, by the way.
I think, you know, it's just nice to stay informed about what's going on campus, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like as a tour guide and just someone who's like involved in event planning here on campus, it's important to like give other groups shout outs because people put a lot of effort into events.
They do.
Yeah, it's really important.
And this show is heard by millions of people.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Please, everyone, slow down with the text ins and the calls. Like, we can't handle this. This
I know,
volume
right?
is too much.
My Facebook is flooded.
Well,
flooded.
Let's not get that far. Your Facebook is lightly like drizzled on by some messages.
Okay.
Isn't that a thing? Like the rain is drizzling. It's drizzling. Yeah. That's a thing. Yeah. Don't talk about rain.
Don't talk about rain. Don't jinx it.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it, dude.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna rain though.
I hope not. We were talking about, we just had our freshman class council meeting today about Tautonia's Day, which is on Monday, May 2nd. All of you should be there. And we're like, what happens if it rains?
Show
like,
goes on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it
show
does.
Goes on.
It actually has moved to another day. Oh. But everyone, please just pray with me that it will not rain on Monday or Sunday. Because for those of you at Brandeis, you don't want it to rain either.
Yeah.
Even though you should all come to our spring fling. It's,
oh, yeah. It's you don't want to miss out on Shaggy.
No, don't. You don't. You really don't. Yeah, it's going to be a good day. Let's see. 4:31. Yeah, I don't know. We're just going to take it easy today.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Oh, dude, I gave a tour today.
Yeah.
And right now, New Yorkers are on spring break. So all these, yeah, all these New York City kids came up.
Oh, the public school kids?
Yeah, because it's Passover. Okay. And so they all came up. Wait, did you go to public school?
Yeah.
What school?
I went to Belmont High School, just like 15 minutes away from here.
That's not far, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, like all these kids from the high schools in the city came up, and I recognized a lot of them. I knew a lot of them. So one of them went to my high school, and
they're like, "Oh, it's that weird kid from high school."
Oh no, stop, please! I peaked in high school. I was doing stuff in high school. My life has just been downhill since then. But yeah, like on the tour, these two of my friends stopped by. They're like, "This dude is Facebook famous and stuff," and which I'm not. I'm not Facebook famous.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, you are.
Okay,
oh, come on.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm turning your mic
off.
Wait,
did you hit 1,000? All right.
I did.
You hit 1,000?
I did hit 1,000.
Congrats, dude.
He's talking, they're now over 1,000 likes on my Facebook profile picture. And you commented, Charlie got the bots in, like, yeah. What would you say?
Like, get those bots up and running.
Oh, man. But yeah, so then they started to add me on Facebook because we had all these mutual friends. So after you do a tour, because you can't look at your phone during the tour, you pull out your phone and you see all the Snapchats that people send of you walking backwards, and you see all the messages that you got, and like you just didn't have the time to check. So I had 8 new friend requests.
Wow. Yeah. Did you accept all of them?
I deleted them. Yeah, I accepted them all because they had a lot of good questions about Tufts.
Damn, that's why I have so many. Oh, I'm on a sworn. No, that's not
you
swear.
You didn't say anything, did you?
No.
I didn't hear anything.
I said dang.
What kind of games are you playing over here?
I said dang.
You better not have just cursed on my show, man.
If I did, I apologize, but
I didn't hear a curse, though.
Oh, okay.
I might have said it
very subtly.
I didn't hear it. We can go back into the archives for that.
For those of you who don't know,
this along with all other WMFO shows is archived. You can go to WMFO.org, which might be how you're listening right now. You can go to the schedule, click on the individual shows. You can see the playlist that they have, and you can see the archives. So you can listen to the shows. And if you actually buy the songs off of the website, you can support WMFO, which is an amazing opportunity because college radio does not get enough money. Just saying.
They don't. By the way, shout out to Cliffy. I think he's listening right now.
He better be listening.
I hope he's listening. Because he listened last time.
He listens every week, I think.
Oh, really?
He listened every single time but the first show, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah.
But yeah, general thank you to everyone who listens every single week. Turns out next week, because next week is Tautonia's Day and I will be involved in the planning and execution of it, I will not be able to have a show. Because 4 o'clock is when Tautonia's Day is like getting in the gist of it. It's when the gates open. It's when people come in. So I will not be here. We might have someone subbing in. We might just have a playlist going, but either way, I honestly ask you not to tune in unless you're a community member. Feel free, but if you're a community member, don't tune in. Just go to Tough Tony's Day.
Yeah, it's
gonna
open be on to the Fletcher public. Field.
Yeah, go to Tough Tony's Day. It's going to be a different Tough Tony's Day because it turns out that a lot of the food trucks that have been coming to campus do not have health permits.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is really gross.
I'm sure they wash their hands though. I hope.
Do you wash your hands, man?
I've seen
your suite. Your soap.
I washed my hands.
Your soap seems always pretty full. I don't know.
Yeah, that's because I always fill it when it's empty.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I keep the dish thing full. Jeez.
Okay. Sure. Okay, Albert.
Wash your hands.
I'm not shaking your hand.
A PSA.
PSA. Oh, there is a PSA in here about washing hands, actually. For those of you who don't know, we have a huge binder of all these PSAs that are pre-written that we read every week or every show. And we also have pre-recorded PSAs, but those aren't as fun because I know you guys came here to listen to my voice and Albert's. That's probably not why you came here. You definitely want to hear music. Yeah, you probably
are
like, stop talking. All right, so you know what?
No, they can hear music anytime they want on their own, but how often they hear us talk?
if they know one of us, they probably hear us talk all the time. Let's be real. We don't shut up ever.
All right. We can play another song then, right?
Yeah, let's go
right
now.
Let's do it.
This song right here is it's a sexy song, in my opinion. I love to walk to this song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what this is. See you, bit.
I want to take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I want to leave with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't got to tell nobody. We ain't got to tell nobody.
That's what I wanna do.
We never turn down.
And when they try to make us leave, we turn and say we're never going home.
And you know just what I wanna do.
That was Somebody by Natalie LaRose. That is a very sexy song, in my opinion. I love to walk down the street to it.
Do you?
I just feel so much more confident about myself, you know?
Really?
That was the first song. The second song was When You Were Mine, featuring Tegan and Sarah by the Night Terrors of 1927. But yeah, I like that song. Just like, it just awakens something in me.
Really?
You know? Yeah, it's wow. Like, isn't, don't you find it like when they say Natalie LaRose, like, it's just like, ooh.
It does. It's a also good song. Neo does a really good job. It's Neo, right?
No, it's not.
It's not Neo?
You are so off on your songs.
Wait, who sings the vocals?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure it's not Neo, though. Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure it's Neo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Neo.
I don't think
so. Yeah, it's Neo.
You sure?
Natalie LaRose feat Neo.
Jeremy.
It's two in one day.
Oh my goodness. You might as well just walk off the show.
I need to retire.
Oh man.
I was close though.
You were
They're both
not
excellent
close.
Singers.
They are both excellent singers, but that is not a good no. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It was Sam Smith, right? Feet, Natalie Rose.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. This is what happens here at WMFL. All right, so some events coming up. We're going to do the weekly rundown. Sorry, I don't have them all together, so it might take a little longer. But today at 7 p.m. in the Alumni Lounge, we have the alumni speaker, Omer Trajman, I believe that's how you say it. He's a CEO of Rakana. He is very influential in the CompSci world. I honestly don't know too much about him, but this is also being run through the Senate, TCU Senate. So make sure you stop by. It's a great time to network, maybe find an internship. He's very involved with the alumni network, so it's a great time to just meet people and network. Sorry, I had to burp. We also have Una Mujer Como Tú. That is at 8 p.m. in the Balk Arena Theater in Aitkman Arts Center. This is a senior capstone project written and directed by Yaritza Sanchez. And it focuses on an Afro-Dominican family living in Washington Heights in New York. And centers around Anna, who's an 18-year-old college freshman and has gone 10 years without knowing anything about her sister, who ran away and became a stripper. It's really powerful, yeah.
Whoa, that's incredible.
So now her sister's coming back and they're reconnecting. And I honestly highly suggest you go and support seniors who are doing capstone projects. Oh my God, sorry about that. That was embarrassing. Then we have, I have to figure out how to mute tabs. Like, I have the thing open, it's just not working.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we have Health and Human Rights, an evening with Alicia Yaman. Presented by Build India and the Institute for Global Leadership. It's going to be at 5:45 in Eden 204. Alicia Yaman is the policy director of the FXB Center of Health and Human Rights at Harvard University, and she has a new book called Power, Suffering, and the Struggle for Dignity, Human Rights Frameworks and for Health and Why They Matter. Check that out. There's also Tufts Relay for Life, 7 p.m. in Pearson 104. They have the Spring Speaker Series, and they are bringing Dr. Paulette Chandler from Brigham and Women's Hospital Department of Medicine, Dr. Andrea Klein from the Tufts Cancer Center, and Marissa Mazzaro, a coordinator for Phase 1 clinical trials at Dana-Farber. We also have Tufts Democrats presenting the Future of Gender Politics, Alumni Lounge, 8 p.m. On Wednesday during Open Block, we have Consent Carnival and on Tissues, brought to you by the Action for Sexual Assault Prevention. We also have the International Relations Program here bringing a crash course on TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, also at Open Block, Cabot 205. Then we have, on Thursday, there is the Sherwood movie screening, Sicko, Thursday at 6 p.m., Barnum 104, Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Crow Room in the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. There is the Future of Religion in Europe. We also have SOC, Spirit of Color. They present Put in Work, Cohen Auditorium.
Whoa.
Their shows on Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
Work.
We should play that one day. I should really play that. I love that song. You can't make out half the lyrics, but it's really good. That's going to be at 9 p.m. on Thursday and 7:30 on Friday. Definitely check that out. SOC is amazing. They put in a lot of work. Then on Friday, we have TCU Senate presenting free ice cream. There's going to be a free Ben & Jerry's ice cream truck at Campus Center.
Free
on Friday at 11 a.m. So make sure you stop by. It's going to be amazing. Then the Africana Center presents Trap Fest at 1 p.m. I think it's just a lot of performances, a lot of music, too. It's going to be a really good event. Let's see.
And, of course, Sunday.
They have up-and-coming rapper Aso Black, one of the fiercest females MCs. Dutch Rebel, I believe. It's spelled like Rebel, I think. LLE. But yeah. And they have Trap Music Orchestra of Berklee College of Music. and it's going to be great. And then, yeah, so it's going to be a good event if you guys want to stop by the Africana Center at 1 p.m. And then we also have Friday, 4:30 p.m. Do Multiracial People Really Have a Choice? Culture Identity Development, brought to you by the Association of Multiracial People at Tufts, or AMPT. They always put on really great discussions. We have the Shadow Empire, the Legacy of British Imperialism, Imperial Ambitions in the Greater Middle East, brought to you by the Tufts Historical Review. That is a Friday, 6 p.m., Barnum 104. If you're in Professor Proctor's classes, you can get extra credit by going. Just saying, shout out to Professor Proctor. On Friday, we also have at 7 p.m. the Chinese Students Association presenting Ticket Through China in the Crane Room. That's going to be a great food event about showcasing a lot of what China has to offer.
Charlie, are you in CSA?
Nope. Yeah, I am. I guess I just threw it in there. Shout out. Shout out to CSA. What's up, Cliff? And Jim. And Harrison, even though Harrison was in the CSA. Then we also have Friday at 9:30, the Institute presents Hammerhead Cove, Barnum 08. Institute is a sketch comedy group. And then we have on Saturday, let's see. There's a free vegetarian barbecue on the Res Quad at 12. Entertainment Board is presenting a $5 game. You can go to the New England Revolutions game at Gillette Stadium. They have a tailgate. They have games.
That's a soccer team for everybody out there.
Yeah. It's good. It's like $5 and you get travel there. It's a really good deal.
Free Brady.
Yeah, so that's at... No, goodbye. That's Saturday at 3:30. You guys can buy your tickets at the Campus Center info booth or online at toughstickets.com. I highly suggest you go. It's a great, great deal. We also have film series with their Star Wars Under the Stars at 8 p.m. on the Res Quad.
You watch Star Wars Under the Stars?
Yeah, you watch the new Star Wars. It's really cool, and they give you like free blankets.
Oh, A New Hope?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the newest one.
Oh, the newest one? You mean the fourth one?
You're funny, aren't you? Goodbye. And then we have Essence, Tufts all-female a cappella group, especially in Songs of the African Diaspora, presenting her story Saturday at 8 p.m. in Goddard Chapel, which is amazing. I went to S Factor on Friday.
How was it?
It was so good. Like, it was phenomenal. They're so underrated.
They're really good.
They're really, really good. And then Sunday is Spring Fling, 12 p.m., President's Lawn. There's actually a barbecue beforehand where you can get, like, burgers, hot dogs, really cool stuff.
I heard free hats, too. I'm in it for the hat, man.
I don't know. It's going to be a good time. And then Monday, we have Tuftonia's Day, 4 p.m., Fletcher Field. Be there. You guys all need to be there. It's going to be great. There's also the Symphony Orchestra on... Oh, that's like next Thursday. Okay, yeah. So then...
A lot of events to do this week, man. A
lot of events, yeah, because it's the last week of classes kind of thing.
Honestly, if I say one thing?
Yeah.
If there was one thing I would do more while I was here at Tufts is go to more events. Because I've been going to like so many events this year because I was like, this is the last time I'm going to have access to all these events free of charge.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, right? Isn't that amazing? I just realized it's 4:50. We've been talking for a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah, I want to play this mashup, actually. This is a mashup of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I really hope you guys enjoy it. My friend, the president of the TCU Senate, Gori Seth, showed this to me. It's a really, really great piece. Check it out.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. You're metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me
a kiss. I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. Cause if you like the way you look that much, then maybe you should go and love yourself.
Can't keep my hands to
myself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, you try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I
still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up. So baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something. I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. Job. Didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Just you like the way you look that much. Oh, so maybe you should go and love yourself.
Can't keep my hands to
and
myself.
If you think that I'm still holding on, hands to nothing, you should go and love yourself. If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
If you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Technical difficulties, I'm sorry. Hope you enjoyed this next song. That was a mix, mashup. You can find it on YouTube. that first mix again, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Can't Keep My Hands to Myself, and Love Yourself. That mix, you can find it on YouTube. I actually don't know who mixed it. Gory just showed it to me. She's going to be a great TCU president, by the way.
Yo, Selena Gomez just texted me, and she was like, after I heard that mix that Charlie MGH just spun,
okay, goodbye.
I want to get back with Justin.
Also, real quick, before 5 o'clock rolls around, this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Charlie MGH every Monday at 4 p.m. Next Monday, I will not have a show because of Tough Tony's Day. All of you should go. We're going to close at the song. Looks like Helen and Kevin are not here yet. Who knows, they might walk in the door right now, but if they are, then you should stick around for their show. If not, either way, we're gonna finish up this song. Here we go. But thank you so much for sticking around for the hour. Hope you guys enjoy this song, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
What you lost in